Back in March, when Kate Middleton, Britain's Princess of Wales, dropped out of sight because of what we later learned was a cancer diagnosis, social media exploded with wild speculation about her disappearance. The millions of posts and memes exhibited patterns of activity that we'd seen before.
And these patterns of behavior were consistent with a Russian information operation that in the open source community is referred to as doppelganger.
Professor Martin Innes is director of the Security Crime and Intelligence Innovation Institute at Cardiff University in the UK. They weren't just amplifying the social media noise, they were changing the subject.
So rather than responding and talking about the Princess of Wales, they were actually talking about the war in Ukraine or the elections that had been happening in Russia.
They were doing something called laundering propaganda.
You are trying to create a site that looks identical to a trusted website.
Brett Schaefer, a senior fellow at the Alliance for Securing Democracy at the German Marshall Fund.
So it could be a news outlet, it could be a university or an academic page.
But that's easier said than done.
Easy enough to come up with a narrative, hard to get that narrative into an outlet that is credible, that your target audience actually watches and believes in.
It turns out the U.S. was the main target they were tailoring content for.
Creating videos which alleged to be from fake whistleblowers, and they were using a series of websites that tried to masquerade as if they were American news outlets.
Clint Watts is the general manager for Microsoft's Threat Analysis Center. And another tactic, according to Watts, is from another Russian disinformation group called Storm 1516.
Their technique is usually to put out some sort of video with what looks like a news ticker over top of it and a trusted news source label on top.
And the goal appears to be to try to trick Americans of all socioeconomic strata into believing what they're saying. And coming up in my final report.
We've made progress, but there's challenges. One, there's the willingness of Americans to believe crazy theories just because they read it on the internet.